to shoot and let them alone myself.
Oh, I used to hunt. There wasn't a more bigger hunter than I was. Horseback, buggy, car, and every other way. I've seen a million of them. I've never seen them live running in the woods when I was hunting. Always run, see them running across the road like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had my dogs to point them, but I'd always call them off and get away, and I thought that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Dogs would tell you in time.
Huh?
The dogs would tell you.
Yes, sir. They did back off themselves. They had the sense that way.
I wanted to ask you, when you talk about turtles, what's a cooter? You ever use the word cooter?
Yes, that's a little small gopher or something. I don't know. Some call them that, but I don't know whether it's little turtles or what they are.
Mm-hmm. And if you go fishing, what you go out to in your yard and you dig up some bait, what do you call that bait?
Earthworms, that's what
they are.
Earthworms.
Uh-huh. And if they're short, red, and they're very fast?
Little streaks on the rings around them, too, that way.
Uh-huh.
I got a nigger down in my place 1 year, sold $1,000 worth of worms. He does.
Right.
Out of my pond, one of my ponds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Makes a living right today on it. What are you doing, old nigger?
Can you grow them, or do they just...
They grow in there, and you have to keep your hogs out. If your hogs get in there, old sow will eat them all up there. They'll root in there and root them up, you know.
Mm.
You see a place where they've been rooting that way, they're rooting those worms in the ground. Well, it keeps the hogs away from that particular place, you know, and it raises the worms in there, they raise themselves. They just keep growing, and I don't know why I don't extinguish them, but there's plenty of them there.
Mm-hmm. How does he dig them, or does he call it?
No, he grunts them. Drives an axe in the ground, just an axe, no handle to it. And he drives the stub in the ground and takes that axe and rub it across the top of the stub. It just vibrates, you know, that way, and they come up 10 or 15 feet around that stub.
And what did you call that, sir?
Call it grunting.
Grunting.
Grunting them up there.
I see. New to me.
Oh, it's a big enterprise. All now, if you take south of Blickley here, that they got a man there, Lucille, that 10 miles from here. They got a place there, open state open all the time. They bring them in and have just hundreds of people come in there. They make a living off of.
Mm-hmm. They're really good bait.
They're good bait. These people that go fishing and go. They put them around these stands all around. You see where these people still selling fish bait and stuff, ice and all like that,
mm-hmm.
Fishing poles, but they get those ones there and they get big prices. You know, they pay that dock there on my place $12
a gallon.
$12 a gallon? $12 a gallon. Sometimes he can often get him up a couple of gallons a day. Now, today he don't wake until dinner. He come up in the morning. Came over there to Lucille about 2 or 3 miles from where he lives and give him $12 a gallon.
Couple of gallon a day, each. Good money.
I think it would.
Uh-huh.
He don't do it every day, but I say he sometimes he get more than that, and sometimes he won't even go. And every time, sometimes the man's out of loaded up and don't need them. See, he can't do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big enterprise down there now. There's so many people do it.
Mm-hmm. And
Mrs. Stuckey down there has a turpentine still. Robert Stuckey is in the bank here, her husband, and she has. I don't know, several thousand acres, and she just has the bait man to collect her royalty, a gallon and a half. Each gallon comes over her place. And as she gives them the privilege to dig them off her place, but she charges them $1.50 a gallon. That's what I get, mine.
Yes.
And the bait man that buys the worms, I understand, just deducts her part and gives her a check maybe once a month.
Oh, I see. He does it all.
Yeah, she don't have to do a thing but just take the money.